This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's week 19 of us working from home. In case anyone's keeping count, because I am. This episode of The Trash, this edition, whatever, is brought to you by hand sanitizer and masks. Let's all do that so that we can have an end to these weeks at some point. Don't forget to bring the essentials with you when stepping out, like your mask and hand sanitizer if you do have it. And also, get back to, like, essential things, like, for a lot of people, they've gone back to work and they're following protocols and stuff. But if you don't have to go to work and you don't have to go anywhere, try to really, because we've gotten away from essential, leaving your house for only essential reasons. So, you know, we're so tired of it. And I get that. But it's a, you know, it's important. You're protecting yourself and you're protecting other people.
Well,
and it's part of being in a society.
One of the good reasons for it is because LA is probably going to have to go back to shelter in place. Mm. Like they're hammered by this. And so I sure don't want that to happen statewide.
No. But we're having our own problems up here. The numbers are up. It's just, you know, when you loosen things up, people don't want to go back. And people are, look, I mean, I want to get out and walk out of my house and think nothing of it, just like anybody else does. But you've just got to think to yourself, is this really essential? Do I really need to do this for anything besides my mental health? So thank you, masks and hand sanitizer. Nice one, Nicole. I like that. Did you think that one up yourself?
I was washing. I have like a bunch of masks and I was washing them last night. So I thought that would be clever.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Because honestly, you know, and I will say, whatever your business is, radio advertising, it totally works. Like there's going to be an uptick in masks and hand sanitizer now.
Yeah.
If you can get it. People are making homemade sanitizers. Have you seen that? Like there's a little, you know, look on the internet. If you can find some rubbing alcohol, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, there it is. If you can find some rubbing alcohol. So I have a shower mirror.
Yes.
I shave in the shower, and this mirror eventually develops this film on it, and it's over the course of a long period of time, but the way to get it off is with rubbing alcohol, and they give you with that little mirror a one package of it, which is long gone now. And I've been trying to get rubbing alcohol to clean this stupid shaving mirror.
Oh no.
For months.
Try hand sanitizer.
Well, maybe that's the way, because it's not available. You can't walk into a Walgreens and find it. That's for sure. But good luck.
Yeah. There's a lot of, but people are doing it. So you might be able to find it at a little shop. I've seen a few places that are just like, they're making their own brand. You know, and I guess as long as it's the alcohol-based, rub it on there. Dry your hands out real good. Oh, my hands have just never been worse. Like, they're so rough. They're catching on each other as I'm rubbing my hands together. Yikes. All right, so let's begin with Kanye West because, you know, he's just busy tweeting craziness from his ranch. For us, this is all kind of, for me anyway, it kind of started on Sunday with the big rally and the craziness and the just the sobbing and the clear mental distress that this guy's in as he's running for president. Right after that rally that he did in South Carolina, he retreated to his Wyoming ranch. You know, when you got a private jet, you go wherever you want. You know, for the rest of us, it'd be like, what? Go to the airport? What? Deal with things that other people are touching?
Do you know, because I saw a minor amount of this, so I'll whatever what you get to, I'll be able to sort of help you with, I guess. But do you know if Kim is at that ranch with him, or is he alone?
Oh, no,
there?
She is alone. He's alone. There's some trouble brewing. Everything I'm reading, nobody can come right out and say what's what, but she's mad. And probably, you know how it goes with people who are difficult. People get sick of dealing with that and get, you know, sick of the shenanigans. And you know, apparently she was really pissed when he was saying, and, you know, I can absolutely see that they considered terminating their first pregnancy together, that they weren't married and they decided, you know, they ultimately decided to have North. But she didn't want that talked about. And he even brought divorce up during the rally. So anyway, he's at this rally and he says what he's saying. And then he flies to his ranch in Wyoming so that he could hide out and tweet more, I guess. Monday, and a lot of these have been deleted already.
The tweets.
Yes. Okay. Mondays included this one. Kim was trying to fly to Wyoming with a doctor to lock me up, like on the movie Get Out, because I cried about saving my daughter's life yesterday. Everybody knows the movie Get Out is about me.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, as I think back to what Get Out's about, it's not about you. It has nothing to do with you, and it's a completely made-up situation that couldn't happen. So, I mean, maybe you, when you hear a teacup tinkling, you fall into the sinkhole. But that's on you. They didn't know about
that. Wait,
is
Get Out the one that was filmed right down the street from where I'm sitting? Is it the Santa Cruz one?
I don't know. It's not. That's Us.
Us. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
Get Out's
the one where they're taking, these white people, they take black people, and they put their old white people's brains into the black people's bodies after dropping them down into the black place. The sunken place. The sunken place. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I saw this.
No, you saw that. You had, oh my God. It's the best movie.
It's like the second place, she does that thing with the teacup and the spoon.
Yeah. Yep. Remember, she hypnotizes them. They go into the sunken place. She gets them in there a few times so that she can do it real easy. And then they cut their heads open. Do stuff to them. And, oh yes, you have seen it because the black lady who plays.
Yes, I've seen it. Okay.
Grandma is running her. The grandma's brain's in there. Spoiler alert for the 10-year-old movie. I don't know how old it is. There's a tear trickling down her face from the lady in the sunken place. And then the mind that is, you know, is dominant is going, oh no, everything's just fine.
I have seen this. Okay, yeah, God. This movie was excellent. All right, so that's about Kanye. Got it.
No, that's the thing though. It's not about Kanye. It's not about him. Unless people keep yelling Get Out at him and he thinks that's what the movie's about. I don't know. So that's one of his tweets. He also accused Kris Jenner of trying to lock him up as well. He said that NBC locked up Bill Cosby, and if I get locked up like Mandela, y'all will know why. Like, they just have nothing to do with each other. Like, I mean,
well,
is he,
you
is
don't
he
expect
saying he...
don't expect sensical comment,
you're right.
You know. I mean, this is going to be a mess. And unfortunately, because he's a celebrity, no one's going to, this is bad. I'm sad about it.
He also posted Michael Jackson's black or white video without explanation. And then for some reason, he vented that Shia LaBeouf was supposed to do a photo shoot for his Gap line, but never showed up. And then after all the craziness, he switched gears and tweeted, I'm going to focus on the music now. And then he posted a track list for his new album, which he named Donda after his late mom. And he said, that's coming out Friday. So possibly we've got new music from Kanye on Friday. So his friends were concerned. And apparently Dave Chappelle is a very close friend of his. Because he and his crew flew out to Wyoming to check on Kanye and the people he's sheltering with.
Yeah, no masks. I didn't see one mask on those
no,
people.
No, not
That's
a mask.
That's the part
look,
I saw.
Right.
Was Chappelle Did you see the video? Did you hit play on it?
Yeah.
It's the most uncomfortable thing. It's
That's it. It's so awkward. It's like Dave is clearly trying to leave. Like they're all lined up like, hey, let's take a picture before you go. So they're all standing in a line. And then whoever's holding the camera is videotaping as they're all just standing there like, okay, are you taking a picture or what? And then Kanye's telling him, say something funny, Dave. You know, tell us a funny joke. Did you grab some of that?
I did. It's very difficult to hear. I'm not sure if it's worth
it. Is.
It's bad audio.
It's terrible.
It's so windy, but it is funny to watch. I can post that up to the
kind of funny.
Facebook
page. Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is some swearing. Don't play it in front of your kids. But he's trying to get Dave to tell a joke to lighten the mood, and it seems like Dave doesn't want to play that, and he just says something like, you know, nothing but love, whatever. And they're like, that's not funny. And then Dave keeps walking out of the frame too. Dave keeps like going, okay, enough of this. And then he comes back over and gets back in the line. And Kanye says, we need some jokes, something to like lift our spirits. And Dave goes, an uplifting joke. You know, I don't do them, right? It's me, Dave. So there's also some rumors swirling around saying that Kim and her family are trying to get Kanye to come back to L.A., at which point, I guess, you know, the guys in the white coats come. They're trying to get him checked in somewhere, and he's staying in Wyoming. So that's what's going on with Kanye.
You know, I don't know what to say about that. I give her credit, and I don't like giving any Kardashian credit for anything, really. But
I'm with you.
They have kids together, and she's obviously still with him through this point. But most people with their own life and their own means would have said, I got better things to do than chase crazy all day.
Right.
Like, I realize that you make this promise when you get married, but I also know in Hollywood, most people have multiple marriages, and she does too. So she knows how to get out of a marriage, and she still hasn't. I give her credit.
Right. Well, they do. They have a ton of kids. And the thing is, as you mentioned earlier, no one in that video is wearing any masks. And if you watch the rally from Sunday, you know, he's not wearing a mask there either. And he's in amongst the people. Like, if I'm Kim Kardashian and I'm trying to not give my kids COVID or get it myself or bring it back to my family, I'm also not necessarily thrilled at the way he's conducting himself. Like, I don't know what her concern level is. Maybe the Kardashians aren't concerned about COVID. Like, it doesn't seem like he is. He doesn't seem worried about it at all.
Well, he's not in a sound place at all.
No.
So his
but
mind
from
is
her
clearly
perspective,
off.
He might be like, forget it.
Yeah, I guess he's just, the things that he's tweeting, clearly that's what's on his mind.
Right. It's definitely not the health and safety of his family necessarily. I guess we should all be grateful that that's all we've got to worry about, you know, the health and safety of our family. And he just gets to be, although I suppose, you know, if you had his $1 billion, maybe you wouldn't worry either. I'll get the best medical care of all time. All time. So this story has been floating around since last week, and I wanted to mention it before it just gets too far away from us because it's freaking really interesting. Like, there's scams everywhere now. We're all aware of that. Even your phone will say.
Well, yeah, Miracle Water. Did you hear that story I told you on Monday?
Dude, that's so great. I got to get some of that. That just seems like that is.
That guy in broad daylight is advertising that people can get his Miracle Water and then they'll get checks in the mail. He's actually
You'll get a check for $14,000. It's amazing. It's a miracle. So this thing last week, you know, like even your phone knows, like it'll say scam likely as when a call comes in. And then anything that I get through email, like they, you know, it's funny. These scammers and hackers, they're not good spellers.
No.
Maybe they're, you know what I mean? And they're not good at grammar because a lot of times you just read the thing and go, no, that's a scam. Even though it has the Chase logo on it or whatever.
Well, when you're committing crime, it's hard to get people to proofread stuff. That's the problem.
Yes,
you know,
it's
you
true.
Suddenly
you don't have an apartment for that, you know?
Right. You've created a snitch by bringing someone into the mix who can actually read.
I'll do this alone. I know words. I can make this happen. So there was a major Twitter hack last week. It compromised the accounts of a bunch of verified celebrities and political figures. Bill Gates was hacked, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg, Elon Musk. Once those accounts were accessed, they went fishing for cryptocurrency. And so, for example, and apparently this was the most successful one, Bill Gates's account was tweeted out, quote, "Everyone is asking me to give back, and now is the time. I am doubling all payments sent to my Bitcoin address for the next 30 minutes. You send $1,000, I send you $2,000.
And it
worked. People fell for it. Like, you know, I guess there it is on a verified account, and you're like, F it, I'll try that. So they posted the link and said, only going on for 30 minutes. Enjoy. So you got to make a decision quick. And for some people, okay. I don't have a lot of time to think about this.
That's how Hamilton got me. I was feeling the pressure. I felt like these tickets are going to go. They're going to sell out. I better get them now.
So look, people, I get that we all have a different BS meter. This should have triggered everyone's. It didn't. A lot of people fell for this, probably mostly because they trusted that it was coming from verified accounts of famous people. Still, I don't know how much they got overall, but it was probably worth it. Even if they just got a couple grand, it'd be worth it. Oh, free money. At one point, one of the fake Bitcoin wallets had received more than $100,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Through hundreds of transactions. But it sounds like there were multiple fake wallets and they were quickly shuffling money out of anytime the Bitcoins came in, they were going away. Twitter wound up temporarily suspending a ton of verified accounts since those were the ones that were targeted. So not just the people who the hackers had gotten on, but all verified accounts, most of them. So if you are verified on Twitter, you were unable to post for a while. Twitter, of course, is apologizing for the breach. They're not paying anybody back that I know of, but the FBI is all over this, as you might imagine. So I don't know if we'll hear more about it, but before too much time went by, I wanted to mention that because I thought, oh, wow, some people just almost don't have a BS meter. I don't know how much these people
made. I guess something like that wouldn't, Twitter wouldn't carry insurance for that. I guess not, huh?
No, I don't know. But if you fall for something, that's on you, isn't it? And the transaction wasn't made through Twitter. So it's not like, you know, that you went to these people's Bitcoin addresses. I don't really know how all that works. Sure, I could get my kid to explain it to me.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know.
I still wouldn't understand it.
I can see why Twitter would say, nah. No.
We had nothing to do with that, you idiot.
What?
We're sorry your BS meter doesn't work.
Right, but I. On the other hand, I would try to make an argument that a verified account from a highly trusted public person,
right,
with
Barack Obama, for God's sake,
with the kind of money that could actually carry out the promise being made on Twitter,
right,
could easily be considered legit. Like, how am I supposed to believe anything the guy says if?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
I get it.
Well, yeah, look, you shouldn't be believing anything. I mean, this just comes back to our new axiom. This is what we should. Nobody should believe anything.
Well, certainly nobody should send money
to
anyone they don't know. You know,
you got to look at social media and Twitter as just being, this is for entertainment, because
right. You
don't get your news from there. Or if you see something that seems newsy, go check it out elsewhere. Don't just buy it off of Twitter. Like, stop it. Let's look at, actual news outlets. Okay, I'm totally late now. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I have some of the stuff people are doing when they work from home. I also have an update on that federal judge attempted murder.
Oh, yeah.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.